it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com. I got this week's Art Marketing Action podcast, but first I want to make sure that you are aware of my Cultivate Collectors class. This class, which is all online, all at your convenience, there's no specific meeting times, is the closest class that I teach to a big, overarching, motivational, but very practical and doable self-promotion class. The Cultivate Collectors class is starting just around the corner, so check it out at artbizcoach.com/cultivate.html. Last week I talked to you about why some art sells better than others. In other words, why some people buy art. I gave you a bunch of reasons, and if you missed that episode, you can check that out in the podcast archives. So after you've analyzed why your art isn't selling as well as you'd like, or why people are buying some art rather than yours, take a moment and review these 7 key points. 1. Remember that you are a work in progress. You and your art are going to evolve over time. You're going to learn from triumphs and mistakes, figure out what works and what doesn't, and build on experiences. You must learn to deal with rejection and not take it personally. 2. Remember to seek strong support systems. I've worked with and known all types of artists from every background you can imagine. It is very rare that an artist succeeds without having support systems in place. Whether your system consists of friends, family members, or other artists, consider it indispensable. Your supporters are there for the good times, but they're going to prop you up in the bad times. Along the same lines, 3, remember to set boundaries, even with family. If you can't eliminate the naysayers legally, limit your time with them and tell them that certain subjects are just going to be off limits. You have to voice your boundaries before you can expect anyone else to respect them. 4, remember to nurture a happy workspace. Clean your office or repaint your walls. Get a plant that makes you smile. Add a trickling water fountain or play your favorite music. To create ritual, post a sign with your studio hours on the door. Really, even if that door is inside your home. 5, remember to recharge. Do things that just make you feel good and contribute to your mental well-being. Take a walk every day, answer email at a coffee shop, and attend inspirational art talks. 6, remember why you do what you do. For you, art is a form of self-expression, but admit it, you get the most joy when you share your art with the world. Don't ever let go of that purpose. 7, remember to persevere. If you believe in what you do, invest in your future and persevere. I think persistence is the number one reason that most artists succeed. Final word, you could be bummed and negative that your art isn't getting the recognition you think it deserves, or you could invest in your future and persevere. Remember, the choice is yours. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and don't forget to check out my classes at artbizcoach.com/classes.